From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Should have mentioned that Larry Klayman, the guy that has sued the NSA and proven that they're surveilling him and harassing him, who's been demonized by the progressive cancer press, the so-called liberals that are flaming authoritarians, he's coming on, but we'll take your calls while he's on for the whole hour. I'm the one that should set him up Friday. I knew he was on the guest list. I just literally didn't even remember he was coming on, or I would have been plugging that he was coming up, but it's good to continue the whole NSA discussion, but also go over some articles with him as well. Just amazing work he's done at Judicial Watch over the years and now heading up his own organization. Right now, let's go to Terry in Washington. Terry, you're on the air. Thanks for calling in on this Sunday.
Alex, good talking to you. Hey, did you watch the Jay Leno show last week when Mark Cuban was on there?
No, I didn't watch the owner of the Dallas Mavericks on Jay Leno, but I know I've talked to him behind the scenes a few times, and I know that...
Did he tell you about Cyberdust?
I don't know about Cyberdust. I'm just saying I know Mark Cuban behind the scenes is an anti-New World Order patriot, and I know the government came after him for it.
He put out an app called Cyberdust, and you can get it from online. And what it does, you can send a text, and seconds after you send it, it's gone. NSA cannot track it. It's called Cyber Dust.
Well, I know they've got a lot of that type of technology that only exists once, but I'm telling you, they're going after the stuff that you try to hide. The answer is just realize any digital communications you shouldn't communicate on if it's important information. Not hidden information, but important company info. My dad got a tour of all things the sewer system in Paris one time, because believe it or not, it's one of the most important ones in the world, most complex, and they communicate with a pneumatic tube, like at the bank when the message comes to you that way, because they know all digital communications are captured. And they've been trying to roll it out like, oh, yeah, look for pressure cookers in Florida, so we SWAT teamed him. They're trying to make it sound like it's for terrorism, but I wouldn't be surprised that Mark Cuban is trying to fight the NSA. He was going to put out a 9/11 film I was making. This came out later in the New York Times. And the government actually called him up and said, we're going to put you in prison and set you up for made-up stock fraud charges like Martha Stewart if you don't back off. And he said to myself and Charlie Sheen, of all people, and you can look this up, folks, this is in the news, because it came out years after. I wasn't allowed to talk about it, but I can now. Even when he said, oh, look, I just can't do this. They threatened me. They're going to set me up. They still tried to put him in jail even after he backed off. Does that give you an idea of how evil this government is?
My God.
Well, tell me about this this cyber dust. It sounds interesting.
It's just an app you can get. You can just go to your app thing on your iPhone or whatever you got and just look up cyber dust.
Well, a lot of people say, why should I hide what I do? Look, it's illegal. It's your private info. Why do you close your blinds at night? I mean, you have privacy. These people are idiots. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to put out a special thanks to you and especially your family.
Well, God bless you, brother. My family has gone through a lot. I mean, but sorry, go ahead.
And they need some recognition. I mean, I know what you go through, and I know what they're going through with you, and, I pray for you guys every day.
Well, thank you, sir. I need the prayers. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's it.
Thank you so much.
I do have one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't watch that Obama speech because I cannot stand to watch that guy.
Yeah, I caught parts of it before I went live because he was on the hour giving the speech before I went live Friday, 11 a.m., or 12 noon Eastern, and I couldn't watch it while I was in my office getting ready, and then I tried to watch it Friday night to get clips out of it, and it's just, the whole thing's a giant fraud lie, and then we're supposed to play along with it like it's true. It's sickening. I had the same feelings, but I did watch most of it. I did. And you hit on something really important. Thanks for the call. You hit on something important, Terry. That's what I hate about this job, is having to watch and pay attention to these turds. Why does the United...
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
KLN, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else.
Justin Bieber.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776.
Oh no.
Take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man we have on for the balance of the hour, who's agreed to stay with us for the full hour, and at the bottom of the hour start taking your phone calls, is one of the leading experts on the National Security Agency, the North American Union, the Trans-Pacific Partnership that's usurping our liberties, a giant Asia/North America deal. Industry powers with access to TPP plans, lavish money on Congress, secretly lobbying when the actual treaty is still secret, though part of it released by WikiLeaks. Larry Klayman is the only person in the last year who has successfully gotten a federal judge to agree to hear their case, saying undoubtedly illegal Fourth Amendment violations are going on with the National Security Agency, and confirming that Larry Klayman and others have been harassed at his law firm. And again, it is alternative media, which is the real media. It is the Associated Press, Fox News, DrudgeReport.com, Infowars.com have all been targeted by the NSA, myself and Drudge via the TSA with access to the federal data. And they give security briefings on us. They demonize us, all because we criticize them sticking their hands down people's pants, as Bob Barr's lawsuit showed, against the TSA, and then they said, oh, we don't do that, and we show them lying, and so they then open national security investigations on us. This is the type of stuff that's going on, and Larry Klayman, I mean, I cannot tell you, folks, and I don't usually kiss up to our, you know, a lot of our guests, but when they deserve it, I try to let you know who you're listening to. He founded Judicial Watch, then moved on to open up even more powerful organizations. He's a frequent contributor and advisor to WorldNet Daily Television and Radio and a weekly columnist. And Larry Klayman is demonized and attacked everywhere because he's so effective and such a patriot. And he just continues to, you know, he's the guy that helped expose Bill Clinton. He's and almost brought him down. He's the guy that exposed Bush on all the Constitution-destroying stuff. And now he's been savaging Obama and winning in court when no one else is against the NSA. And I wanted to get updates from him about the case, about Obama's speech Friday. I mean, incredible lies. Everything Obama said is a lie on record. They're counting on the public not researching what the NSA is really up to, targeting the press, targeting the Tea Party, targeting pro-life groups, targeting law firms like Larry Klayman's, that tirelessly call for him just to resign. Forget Congress impeaching him. But I wanted to get Larry number one on, before we get into his speech and what Obama's doing and the latest on his case, I wanted to get Larry Klayman on because what is it like for him, who I know has the same burning in his heart to hate tyranny and tyrants and frauds and knows we're going into a total authoritarian system, knows we're going to have to leave the country if we don't turn this around soon. And I know Larry, he's not going to leave. You're not going to leave a fight. So this is life and death, folks. As Joseph Farah of WorldNet Daily said last year on my show, he said, look, I'm not a big fan of Mitt Romney, but he goes, if Obama wins, he's going to come after us. And then he told me off air, you know the harassment, Alex, you know the harassment I get, you get. Well, the word is from, because they're in Virginia, is they're going to come after us. And now you see it was already going on. So what does he think of Congress last week, the Republican leadership in the House with the Democrats in the Senate, saying, you know what, we're going to let Obama decide what to do with the NSA crimes? And Obama's saying, quote, I'll act on my own to have a breakthrough year. I mean, this is make or to break it 2014. The people don't like Obama, so he's in Bloomberg saying it's racial animus, is a quote. Bloomberg, January 19th, that's today, Sunday, Bloomberg. Obama says racial animus blunts approval, New Yorker reports. And we're going to give you not just with the WorldNetDaily.com website, but also we'll put Larry Klayman's site up on screen for TV viewers as well. Larry, thank you so much for coming on with us. We're going to break here in about 4 or 5 minutes, but I want to give you the floor in the next segment. But you heard that cornucopia, that constellation of items I threw out. Which one you want to tackle first?
Well, let's talk about the NSA. Thank you, Alex, for that very nice introduction. It's mutual.
Thank you.
We need people in this country to stand up to these tyrants, and that's what they are. What we heard about the NSA after we got an injunction on December 16th of last year was that Obama was going to make recommendations. It's kind of like O.J. Simpson being told, don't kill again, we'll pass a new law to prevent that. It's ridiculous. We have current laws. The laws, if they had been properly enforced, however bad they are, would not have resulted in spying on over 300 American citizens.
It's like hiring Genghis Khan to write a law to stop pillaging.
Right. It's just an excuse. And the same thing was done back in the late 1990s when we uncovered the Chinagate scandal, when Clinton was taking all that money from the Chinese.
That's right. You did that.
Republicans.
You did that.
Yeah. And, you know, so it was, oh, we need campaign finance reform. Stop this before we kill again. And, of course, money flowed into the coffers of both political parties, and most particularly Obama. You got a lot of Muslim money in both elections. That's never been raised. And the bottom line is that his recommendations mean nothing. He can't change the law anyway, and the law's fine as it is if it had been enforced. And we need this court that we have this case in front of to really take hold and to monitor and to allow us to take discovery and to do all these things, to do the best we can to try to ensure that the constitutional abuses are kept to a minimum. But it doesn't really matter in a way, Alex. We are in a revolution. We are in a war. And we're going to have to be vigilant. The court case is one aspect of it. But we're going to have to resort to nonviolent, peaceful civil disobedience as the next step. We're headed into a revolution otherwise, and I'd like to try to avoid that.
FreedomWatchUSA.org. I mean, again, Larry Klayman, who did expose Laura Allen Hughes and the manipulation of the special prosecutor and all the rest of it under Clinton, so many other issues, and only raises pedigree to show this guy's always at the heart of almost bringing down the tyranny. And in fact, you've backed them off many times. What do we do to back off the NSA, to back off the Democratic Party with full access to all of it, to persecute their enemies? For me, that's the Achilles heel, that they've been caught using this to go after real Republicans, real libertarians. I mean, that's like Hitler literally in his first 6-7 years persecuting Jews politically before he started arresting them.
It's a police state. There's no question about it. And even if it was, the very fact that we know every time we pick up the phone, Alex, that we are being monitored, every time we send an email, every time we go to Facebook or social media,
the chilling effect.
Being watched. It's a chilling effect, and it's a warning. If you stick your neck out, we, the government, run by King Barack Hussein Obama, will chop it off. And then you've got, you know, these Republicans on the other side of the aisle, like Boehner, Speaker of the House, Mitch McConnell, McCain, Senator McCain, others, and Peter King, God forbid. I mean, he's really made a fool of himself in the last several months. And these people run interference for Obama because they're part of the establishment. And they're, you know, they're jingling the change in Washington. They like it the way it is because they're making millions. So, you know, in either terms of campaign contributions and sometimes even personally. So it's a huge corrupt cabal. And we, the American people, we need to do all we can in court. We have a great judge, this Judge Leon, who stuck his neck out. One of a handful I've met in my entire 37-year career, but he's a hero. But we, the American people, can't stop with that. We need to peacefully go into the streets, like Mahatma Gandhi did in South Africa and India, like even Martin Luther King, ironically, the president likes to talk about all the time. We need to use those kinds of tactics.
You know, that's incredible. I was reading Martin Luther King's speech this morning, my dad sent to me, talking about if you won't stand up for liberty, I mean, you're not even alive this morning. And you look at Obama, who is the complete opposite, a total tyrant, using the name of Martin Luther King. I want to come back, Larry Klayman, and talk to you about Congress giving him the dictatorial power to judge what the NSA does and doesn't do and to be the, quote, reformer. I want to ask you about other issues. Mario Cuomo, Governor Cuomo, well, the son of Mario Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, saying if you're pro-life or pro-gun, get out of New York State.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks,
I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Radio, 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 radio.
Folks, your phone calls for Larry Klayman coming up in the next segment. Crusading lawyer with more notches under his belt, bringing down tyrants and damaging them and backing them off than probably any other individual lawyer or crusader I know. A real crusader here, and they demonize him because he tells it like it is. They're scared of empowered individuals, as Obama's top advisor said in an article to the Atlantic Council. They're scared of activists. They're scared of Snowden. They're scared of people that care about morals and doing the right thing more than being camp followers. And I was just thinking during the break about where we are historically. The crossroads that we're at, where the president now openly acts as a dictator, doesn't mean he'll stay in office. He might try, but is acting as a dictator on almost every front, and Congress is too unorganized or too intimidated to not do anything. Government's gearing up to go after real Americans, Tea Party, libertarians, constitutionalists. It's a Twilight Zone episode, and Larry Klayman, before we get more into your moves to get Obama to resign, what's happening with your case and the NSA that you've already won the first level of, again, just winning again, trailblazing again, all the North American Union documents you've gotten over the years, you have a lot of high-level contacts. What are they saying about this open militarization of police, this open move towards martial law? What's the word? What's going to happen if we don't stop Obama and his controllers? Because clearly they're going for broke right now. Clearly everybody picks up, not just intellectually, but in their gut, things are very, very serious. What is the state of the world right now? What are they planning?
Well, you're absolutely right, Alex. They are planning. They're going for broke. I don't think the cards or the stars will line up for the ultra-left like they are today, any other time in American history, even with the changing demographics in this country, because the Republicans are totally on the run. They don't stand up for anything, and they're able to roll them over. We don't have a representative form of government anymore. It's worse than it was in 1776 when we were wealthy. We're not wealthy anymore. So people that I know, to answer your question, are frightened to death. People in the streets, unfortunately, most of them don't know what's going on. And we need to educate them. That's why what you do is so important, and what I'm doing is important, and others, drugs, others. We need to reach them, because it's like we're sitting on the deck of the Titanic listening to chamber music as the ship of state is sinking, and it's sinking really fast. And when I go to Washington, and I go there frequently, and I look around, and I look at these buildings, it reminds me of looking at ancient Rome, the buildings, you know, how it fell, how powerful it was before it fell, before it totally destructed from within. And that's what's happening to us now. So the people need to rise up. You and I aren't leaving Dodge. We're here till the very end, and we'll give our lives if we have to. And Americans need to realize that they're going to have to take some risks, that it's all going to be gone very shortly.
Exactly. Not
really,
taking
really get rid of this tyrant.
Not taking risk now is the greatest risk. People need to get that. So what should they do, Larry Klayman?
Well, we're organizing. Now, we, of course, have this court case, and we're hopeful with this judge we'll be going to trial. But that's just one part of it, and we have other cases on the horizon as well. But we need, and we'll be organizing this. We did it last November. We had a thing in Washington, D.C. That was the first round of the Second American Revolution. Go to Reclaim AmericaNow.net. We are going to be going into the streets peacefully. We're going to be making our voices heard. We're going to show them, as Jefferson said at the height of the French Revolution, he was quoted, when the people fear the government. government, this tyranny, when the government fears the people, this liberty, they need to fear us. Because if indeed things don't change, there will be a violent revolution. And we don't want to see that. We don't want to destroy the country. But we really need to let them know that their time is up.
Well, I was about to say, Larry.
Ship up or ship out.
Absolutely. I was about to say, it'd be bad enough if they were surveilling us illegally and doing some bad stuff. I'd try to reform it. I thought Clinton was bad. I thought Bush was bad. But, I mean, now under Obama, the bottom's falling out. But they're trying to shut down our power plants, our businesses. They're saying our kids don't belong to us on the news. They're saying that they're going to take our guns by executive order. The governor of New York is quoted as saying pro-lifers and gun owners are not welcome. That's a quote. I mean, these people are flaming authoritarians by every benchmark. Why are they so arrogant? Why are they so confident? Larry Klayman.
Because they don't have an opposition in Congress. Forget about Congress. It doesn't exist as far as I'm concerned. The executive is being ruled by an evil tyrant who wants to socialize and Muslimize this country. And let's be blunt about it, too, Alex. You know, I represented the African-American workers at the post office when they were anthraxed after 9/11. I'm, in effect, a civil rights lawyer, so I hope people take this right. But you know what? We need to start talking out. This guy is a racist, this president. And if you look at his policies, they're designed for us to pay reparations. He wants to dismantle this country and stuff the pockets of his followers.
Well, sure, he uses racist stuff to divide and conquer and make money off of it.
That's right. And, you know, we want him to be the president of everybody. We want him to unite everybody, black, white, red, green, whoever. But he's in it for only his people. And I know that that sounds extreme, but it's true. And it's not just African-Americans. And there are many good African-Americans, and you and I have great friends, great colleagues like Alan Keyes and others. But it's everybody except who he despises, and he does.
But really black unemployment has doubled under Obama, so it's also rhetorical. In rhetoric, he claims he's for black people, but in actions, he's destroying them. I mean, doubling unemployment in black folks in 7 years when the other unemployment hasn't even gone up, you know, 30%. Look at this article in Bloomberg today. Obama says racial animus blunts approval, New Yorker reports. Obama says his approval rating's going down because of racist white people. It was white people that voted him in.
Absolutely. And we were, and although we didn't like him, that was a great thing about this country, that it could happen. You know, and but we didn't realize that what we were voting in was a Manchurian candidate. A wolf in sheep's clothing. And it's time that we have to start speaking out and not being scared of being called racist.
And let me be clear. Let me be clear. You were a little more worried at the time because you got a really good instinct. But Joseph Farah, myself as well, but WorldNet Daily, where you work, great folks, Western Journalism Center, they wrote the book, None of the Above. They did not endorse McCain or Obama. They said the Republicans are so bad, you know, let's see what a Democrat does. And then now Farah has basically admitted he was wrong. I mean, Obama is so bad, I can't believe it.
Well, he's worse than bad. This is someone who identified with his Muslim side. He's half Muslim. His dad was Muslim. You can understand how he identifies. But see, that's not what this country is about. We're not about Sharia law. Okay, we're not about bending over to Arab states at the expense of Israel. We're not about rules of engagement that say that our troops can't fire unless fired upon first by a Muslim enemy. And Gates, even Secretary Gates wrote about this recently. They tried to change Obama on this. People are dying per capita in greater numbers in Afghanistan than in any war because he doesn't want to take a risk that a Muslim jihadist might be injured by accident. And you know, you have to say it like it is. We have to.
Well, finish up, Larry. We're coming back. Stay there.
Muslim.
Okay, we're going to come right back after this break. I want you to finish that point. We're going to go to phone call straight ahead with Larry Klayman. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations.
That's Man Cow for you.
Hear him here. GCN.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
By the way, with all the crazy stuff going on with the economy and so many other issues, it is now more important than ever to be personally prepared. The system wants you domesticated, wants you absolutely dependent on them. That's why it's important to have high-quality, storable food. And I get my food at mypatriotsupply.com/Alex. And when you go to mypatriotsupply.com/Alex, you'll find this great company's specials, non-GMO, super high quality, storable for up to 25 years, delicious and easy to prepare, mypatriotsupply.com/Alex. Now, folks, everybody knows my view about 9/11 and the research there. Criminal elements in the government basically stood down and allowed to transpire what transpired. Then the media picked it up and said Alex Jones said Bush had a blast plunger doing the bombing. No, that's not what I said. What I said is what you're seeing right now. Our government is funding the radical Muslim Brotherhood that's Al-Qaeda-like to attack military bases in Egypt. They turn northern Africa from Tunisia right over to Libya over to Al-Qaeda. That's 10, 20 times worse than what was there. They are trying to arm them and supply them to attack Syria. They just gave Fallujah to Al-Qaeda. They're in central western Iraq. And so they're giving them heavy weapons. They're giving them surface-to-air missiles. And under Obama, as Jerome Corsi and others broke on this show months ago, it's now come out in the news in Egypt, that indeed the courts have gotten the documents. The Muslim Brotherhood is fencing money through his cousin and others in Kenya from the Muslim Brotherhood to the Democratic Party. So people can talk all day about foreign funds to our government. I don't like foreign entanglements, outside influence. But I know what they call Islamophobe. But my issue is radical Islam I am a phobe of. And it's true that Obama is literally trying to turn the Middle East over to the most radical people ever. And our government's dabbled and manipulated these people since the days of Jimmy Carter with the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and all those operations. But now it's so naked that in the past, you know, I love Larry and the work he does. Larry Klayman, the top whistleblower lawyer we've got here, who just beat the NSA in court, thank God. But then they had other court rulings to try to counter him and other lapdog courts. But, you know, there is that whole area of this going on. What do you think the grand strategy is? I think it's more of the socialist left, who really does hate America, is using radical Islam as a fifth column all over Europe, you name it. Because I have seen, look at Michael Savage banned from England from mildly criticizing radical Islam. I mean, it really is one of those taboos now that you cannot criticize. So I'm somebody that believes in the First Amendment. I mean, Obama says you're a racist if you criticize him. Well, I don't care less what color Obama was. If he was a Ron Paul libertarian type, I'd love him. I don't care if he had blue skin. What do you think's going on here?
Well, I think there's that aspect of it. Yeah, the left does feel a kinship. I mean, look, even out in Hollywood, I'm a Jewish Christian, Alex. I was born Jewish. I became a Christian. I'm both, in effect. And I look at my Jewish brothers, so to speak, in Hollywood, and they would rather support the Palestinians than Israel. I mean, it's unbelievable. And so you have an element of the left, which, you know, is atheist, which, you know, really does not have any Judeo-Christian roots or heritage or anything like that. But layer on top of that, Obama, who in his heart is a Muslim. You know, I'm not saying all Muslims are bad, but he is a Muslim who believes in Muslim worldwide revolution.
Well, listen, if he's honest about that, that's fine. But remember when he gave that speech in Cairo and he said in perfect Arabic and they were shocked that I am a Muslim? I mean, people don't know that. The point is the president said he is a Muslim in Egypt. That's a big deal. That was like 5 years ago. Right. No one talks about that.
Well, you know, not only that, he didn't like the fact that people were calling him Barack Hussein Obama during the 2008 campaign. He introduced himself at the University of Cairo as Hussein Obama. Then, National Day of Prayer celebration in the White House, a year and a half later, he cancels that. He feasts Ramadan, which is the Muslim big holiday. He uses the occasion to endorse the Ground Zero Mosque in New York. He wears a ring, as reported by WorldNet Daily, and they put pictures of it and had it translated. It says, my only God is Allah. You know, people criticized me when I was in front of the World War II Memorial a couple months ago, and I said, he bows down to Allah. I stand by it. He bows down to Allah.
Well, he did go to a Muslim school whenever he was there in Indonesia. That's on record. We have the school records. He doesn't deny it. And his name was Barry Sotero. So, you know, I think he's just a complete front, and he's to all groups, whatever they are. You know, it's like when Hillary went to Kentucky and she went, how y'all doing down there? I'm going to be there. I mean, I think that's what's going on.
Well, he is. He is, we put it, WorldNet Daily, the Manchurian candidate, the first Muslim president. And I don't condemn all Muslims. People shouldn't take it that way. But he's favoring those interests over American interests and over Judeo-Christian ethics in this country. And it's quite obvious. And I just think we have to start saying it like it is. You do. That's why I love you, Alex. I mean,
well, Larry, I'm going to be honest with you before we go to calls here in this segment and the next. And I appreciate you joining us. They've got a lot of NSA questions. Everybody knows that I've been neutral and stayed out of the whole Israel-Palestinian deal because I know it's all tribal and it goes on and on. But I've never been bullied more in my life over the last 15 years, 18 on air, but the last 15, to demonize Israel and call for its annihilation. I've never been death threatened more. I've never had more lies made up. I've never been persecuted more by the anti-Israel crowd. It is literally a religion to hate Israel and Jews when Jews are incredibly diverse people. Some of my best friends are Jews. And so they've almost bullied me, Larry, over to the other side by attacking me because I was neutral.
Well, and what is Israel? Israel is the home of Jewish and Christian people. The greatest Jew that ever was Jesus Christ. I mean, it belongs to both of us, and it's our foundation. And if it ceases to exist, I don't think we'll last much longer either. So our futures are tied. But quite apart from that, as we were saying with the rules of engagement, is that this president does everything he can to harm American interests and to harm Judeo-Christian interests, you know, and favor Muslim interests. And I stand by what I said.
Well, it's just incredible that it is such a fancy, popular thing to not even, they use Israel as an excuse to demonize Jews, period, when Jews are such a diverse group of people like any other group. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of race politics that Obama invokes, saying you're racist if you don't agree with Obamacare, or you're racist if you don't like me. He said that to the New Yorker this week. And you know what? I am, Larry, I'm very angry about being called a racist by MSNBC with no proof. They called me deeply racist. Not that they called me racist, but that they're such liars.
Well, thank God for Alan West, who came out this week, too, said Obama's racist against whites. Let's start pushing back, Alex. He is.
No, I agree. You know what? He is a racist.
He is a racist. And that's the problem. And that's what's dividing this country. And that's why we're in a very volatile situation. We need a president and leadership that's going to bring people together, not divide them.
Exactly. I want to like Martin Luther.
To recognize what our roots were, what our founding roots were. That doesn't mean people don't get to worship freely in this country. It doesn't mean you should be persecuted on the basis of your beliefs. But yes, the foundation of our legal system.
Sure.
Is the Hebraic legal system.
Well, Christians are being persecuted all over the place in this country. What about them being protected? You know, why does the left persecute Christians but then claim that they're open? Why does Cuomo say we don't accept pro-lifers and gun owners in New York? That's not who we are. That's the ultimate form of not being conclusive. That's the ultimate form of being prejudiced. It's the ultimate form of being discriminatory.
Absolutely. No, it is a war, and we have to call it what it is. It's legally speaking, I don't mean this in a violent way, us or them. There's no middle ground. And to pretend that there is with these, you know, radical, ultra-leftist, communists, atheists, and you and Alex, after this interview, we should call up Right Wing Watch, see what they say about us. You know?
Yeah. I love all these White House-run groups claim they have the moral authority and they list who's bad, who's not.
Yeah,
I mean,
they're Soros-funded groups. You know, Soros. He and his dad were Jewish. They are Jewish. They sold out Jews in World War II to Adolf Hitler.
I know.
Dealing with.
And if you criticize that, you're anti-Semitic. By the way, he's hired a Soros-known front guy to run his whole whitewash of the IRS targeting the Tea Party. Stay there. Call's coming up.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy.
That's like when Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, went out to California and went, "Hello, good to see you," to Hispanic people. "I am Rick Perry." Nothing is more annoying than that. Just talk like you talk, man. It's unbelievable. I've seen people at restaurants like go, look at somebody who they think is Hispanic and go, "Hello, how you do?" They go, "I speak English quite well, thank you." But that's the same thing Hillary does, and it's what these politicians do, and I guess they think it works. And I think that's what's going on here, whether you're Muslim, Christian, Jewish, agnostic. As long as you love the Bill of Rights, Constitution, private property, the family, due process, I'm your friend. But clearly with the Democratic Party, they have gone over the deep end. And so have the Republicans. They're backing down to all this because the corporate special interests will do anything to get control of the government. Larry Klayman's our guest. Let's jam in a bunch of calls in this final 10-minute segment here until I'm back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central with a weekday transmission, showtimes and links, Infowars.com. Find the free podcast there as well. Chris is next, but Alexander in Wisconsin, you're up first. Go ahead. You got a question or comment for Larry Klayman?
Hi, Larry, and hi, Alex. I kind of have a open-ended question that I need to prelude first. Personally, this is kind of tough for me to go through this whole economic situation because the bank is scooping up my family business and the house, and I'm a victim of this economy and the generation as a millennial. In regards to the NSA, I would like to ask you a question. Rather curious of your response. First, I must prelude this with how science spawns policy and policy dictates politics. The BS or Bravo Sierra overload policy-wise we are observing now is as the establishment has or in the process of discovering its own Bravo Sierra. That's why it has come so extreme and outrageous. And this science has undoubtedly given them a deep and powerful and extremely detailed and recording outline of not only the individual level, but as the mass of society.
Now, sure, the NSA is about putting out BS and seeing how it's received to manipulate, because you need to be able to see something. Yep.
All right, so analyze all that through cutting-edge algorithms, mathematics, R&D, and quantum-powered supercomputing. They know what's up, as you and I both agree. What open-minded or empowered individuals must focus on is now themselves as an individual and to conquer the enemy within. The programming delicious eye candy wash they have created is this enemy, and goodness will flush it out of us. We are feeling this on either like a semi-perceived level or unknowingly, depending on your personal specs.
No, I hear you, but I got to go. I appreciate your call. I got to get to other people. I should have gone to calls earlier. Larry Klayman, very interesting points he makes about the NSA.
Yeah, well, the NSA, Alex, as we talked about, they're just the tool. They're the vehicle for the ruling establishment to keep us down. And they have a legitimate purpose to spy on terrorists, people who are communicating with terrorists. But they have no legitimate purpose in getting the metadata, telephone-wise and internet-wise, of all of us. And all of these policy arguments as to what it should or should not be doing, really, is just a smokescreen for them to be able to continue to terrorize the American people.
Exactly. They're using it.
Republicans. They're doing it on behalf of both of them.
Let's talk to Ted in Tennessee. I'm going to skip ahead to him. He says he's in favor of the NSA. Is this a joke? You like North Korea, or are you serious, Ted?
I am 100% serious. Alex, hello. Larry, hello. Here's my idea. Lying has become pervasive in Washington and in big business. The reason why our economy sucks is people have been lied to and cheated. Now, if the NSA has all this data that's gone through all these big business conversations, and they don't know what the NSA has, they're going to stop lying. They're not going to cheat as much.
Big business knows. It's all selectively enforced.
No. The first time this data will be grabbed by a lawyer will probably be during a divorce trial.
Now, here, they don't give it to lawyers. They don't give it to defense people. No. It's only used by select insiders.
No, the entire economy of Washington is lobbying, which is lawyers. One of those lawyers is going to get some of this, and then it'll be open to everybody. And we will be able to stop the secrecy that has been taking all the economy away from the people.
Well, I agree it's a double-edged sword, but listen, it's a double-edged sword, but it's this argument as if the NSA are good guys. The data is not given but to a select group who use it as the ultimate currency of control. Larry Klayman, I appreciate your call. Ted in Tennessee. Go ahead, Larry.
Well, it's not that select, you're right. And we don't know the complete extent of what they're doing, which is why we filed suit. And it's why we're asking the judge to let us get into the underwear, so to speak, of the NSA and the ruling establishment. But the very fact that they're getting everybody's metadata, everybody, that they have access to it. There have been 2,700 violations of the law that even the NSA had to admit to in the last few years. 12 instances that they had to admit to where people inside the NSA were using these capabilities to spy on their girlfriends, husbands, boyfriends, and wives. It's out of control, and you don't know what they're going to do with it. But the reality is the very fact that it's out there, and we know it exists, and that we can't make a call without thinking about what we're saying anymore, tells you what state we're in terms of our freedom. So we can't allow this to continue. If it does,
exactly.
If it does continue, this country is going to explode, ultimately.
Absolutely. Well, we know they're using it to persecute the press. Boom, arrest them all right there. If we don't, it sets the precedent that they're God, like Kim Jong-un of North Korea with Dennis Rodman. I mean, you know, they've got spying there. They know best. Trust them. I mean, Kim Jong-un's like your neighbor. He's like Paul Revere. Obama said so. Chris in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I just want to say thank you very much. Real quick, because I know we're running out of time, I want to say I'm with you about impeaching Obama. I live in New Jersey. I'm sick of this Chris Christie. My daughter comes home talking about how the teachers say we got to forgive him. What kind of message are we sending to our youth? These people are liars. Get them out. Impeach them.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, Chris Christie's really a Democrat, and he's using government to harass people and hold people hostage. Yeah, your take on Chris Christie, Larry Klayman.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously he wasn't telling the truth. You know, he, whatever he is, and he's not one of my favorites politically, he deep-sixed Romney. Romney's not the greatest thing to slice bread either, but he could have gone a long way to at least saving this country in part.
The point is, he was a Democratic Party operative. He should have at least been neutral. He aided Obama. He is a rhino, period.
That's right. That's right. He's nothing. Okay, so, you know, move on.
Let's go ahead and
not
go
you,
to...
Not you, but Christy.
No, I agree. Next caller. Ashley in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Very important, Mr. Jones. I really want to say... When you came out with the nascent iodine, I thought it was going to die because I was having so many pains from rupturing cysts on my ovaries and my uterus. And when I heard Dr. Group come out and say it's for polycystic ovarian syndrome and the iodine helps with that.
Yes, ma'am. We're doing NSA stuff. And listen, even though I like you plugging our products, the nascent iodine.
I have an NSA point. Can I make the NSA point then?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Also, you saved my life with the iodine, but anyway.
Thank you.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. People keep asking, why are they collecting this data, Ashley? Why are they collecting it? I keep having these thoughts about, you said a couple of days ago, Alex, that the enemy will have their day and only their day. Well, when that son of perdition does take his fake plastic throne, they're going to have years and years of data, okay? And they're going to throw it against the American people and the people throughout the world and say, look, we are God. We know your little secrets and all the stuff about you, what you did with your grandma this year, that year, and people are going to be really freaked out.
Yeah, no, no. They want to play God. They want to be omnipresent. Yeah.
Because they're going to make people feel like they know everything from these years of collective data that they have. But I want to tell people that they have to remember that only the good Lord knows how many hairs are on your head and how many freckles are on your
head. I agree. Plus, they always can. Larry Klayman, we're out of time. Larry Klayman, briefly. And I got to get you back on. I appreciate you taking calls. Appreciate the callers. I'm out of time to all those on hold.
You're welcome.
What about the fact that the government's famous for putting fake data in? That's my big concern, is they can claim the NSA got something, and then it's not even real.
Well, yeah, the government can set you up. It's true. During the Clinton years in particular, I had to go to Brazil a couple times for Peter Paul, who had the goods on Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. You can read about it on our website at freedomwatchusa.org. And, you know, I was always worried that when I would go on the plane, so I kept the luggage with myself, that they could plant something in my bag.
Absolutely. Larry, we're out of time. Great job. We'll talk to you soon. I'll see everybody back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with a weekday show, Infowars.com. Great job, crew. God bless you all.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like being